Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalayim Megillah Daf Yud Tes. We are starting Yud Ches Amud Beis about 3 lines off the bottom with the words Tani Amar Rabbi Yehuda. And today's daf is sponsored by Lili Nishmas Marsh Mem Sarabas Yaakov Moshe Hernish Shama Shad Haven Oliyah. So we're discussing Shitas Rabbi Yehuda, which we had just mentioned previously in the Gemara. Rabbi Yehuda argued with a Chachamim, and he also said a Chayvas Yachid is allowed to be brought b'shas Heter Bamais. Now what's this talking about? So let's break carbonos down. So we have Chayvas Tzibur, which is a Chiyuv that the Tzibur has to bring, such as the carbon tamid every single day. Then we have private carbonos, those which are brought by Yachid, which are in two categories: Chayvas Yachid and Nidavas Yachid. Chayvas Yachid is something that Yachid has to bring, such as a chatas or asham. He did an aveira, so he has to bring this carbon. Whereas a davas yachid is something that he could donate, such as an oil or shlamim. If he wants, he's in a good mood, he could donate it, no problem. Now the question is, what's allowed to be brought and where? B'shas heter bamais. We know when shas iser bamais, you're allowed to bring any carbon you want, but only in the main mishkan, which would either be the mishkan in the midbar, or the mishkan in Shiloh, or the Beis Hamikdash. However, when we have a shas heter bamais, which means you're allowed to bring a private carbon of some sorts, not inside the mishkan, which is in three places. That would be Gilgal, which is right when they came into Eretz Yisrael, before they set up the Mishkan in Shiloh, or after the Mishkan in Shiloh was destroyed, before the Beis Hamikdash was set up. That's a Noiv and Givon. That was the Shas Heter Bamais. What's allowed to be brought there? So we continue discussing this and pay attention to the numerous girsa changes we're going to have in the upcoming Gemara. Tanu Yehav Abraisa, Amar Yehudi tells us, Kol Mashat Tzibur VeHayachid Makar Ba'al Moshe Midbar Hu Makar Ba'al Moshe VeGilgal. Anything that Tzibur and Yachid were allowed to bring the oil might in the Midbar, which is the Mishkan in the Midbar, they're also allowed to bring in the oil might in Gilgal. So the question is, Mabin oil might in Midbar, oil might in Gilgal? What's the difference between these two places? And the answer is, you have someone alpha on top. Oil mocha midbar, loy hailay hatar bama. Oil mocha Gilgal, hailay hatar bama. In the Mishkan in the midbar, there was no hatar bamais, whereas the Mishkan in Gilgal, there was a hatar bamais. And when Masa Barish Gagai, his bama was at the top of his roof. Vein makar v'layal, oil shlam abad. The only thing he was allowed to bring on his bama, on his private mizbeach, that was oil and shlamim. Now the Chum and the Chum argue, and they say, Kol ma shehat tzibur, makrivin ba'oil mocha midbar, makrivin ba'oil mocha Gilgal. We take out the word yachid from the Gemara. Anything that tzibur was allowed to bring the Mishkan in the midbar, that's allowed to be brought in the Mishkan in Gilgal, and the hetar is not extended to Yachid. In other words, we already see the machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachamim that according to Rabbi Yehuda, when it's shas heter bamais, a Yachid is allowed to bring a certain carbon in the Mishkan, not in a private bama, but in the Mishkan, and that's one of the chayvas that he would have to give. For example, as we had said, chatas or asham, as opposed to Chachamim, they hold that no, when it's shas heter bamais, Yachid is only allowed to bring a private nedava, not a chayv. Now the question is, mataima derabanan, that's proper girsa, what's our banan source for this? And the answer is, they argue about a pasuk. Now let's quote the pasuk. It tells us as follows, literally translate this means you shouldn't do everything that we do here today. Each man, what is yasher, what is straight and good and proper in his eyes. Now, face value, Moshe Rabbeinu was telling the Yidden that everything we do here in the Midbar, you're not allowed to do in Eretz Yisrael once we go in there. That's going to be different. Now, technically, that's mashma, that we're allowed to do whatever we want over here in the Mishkan, but we know that's not true. It was Shas Iser Bamis in the Mishkan, so it can't be what the pasuk is referring to. And so it's from this that we have Machlaikes, Rabban and Rabbi Yehuda, how to understand what the pasuk is telling us. It's definitely referring to some sort of iser. It's also referring to a heter. And so here's Shitas Rabbanon. When the pasuk says loy sasun, you shouldn't do, what's that referring to? Begilgal. That means once you get into Eretz Yisrael and you're going to have the Mishkan in Gilgal, you're not allowed to do over there. And here's a continuation of the pasuk. Kachal asher anachnu osim pai hayom, everything that we do over here in the Midbar, namely karbanos tzibur and yachid, are allowed to be brought in the Mishkan in the Midbar. So matasu sham, what are you allowed to do there? Davar shu balde yashros, that's lashon of ish hayashar be'inov, anything that has to do with yashros, meaning what a person decides on their own, and ve'ezu, what's that referring to? Zu oil shlamim, that's oil and shlamim. In other words, according to Rabban, the pasuk's telling us that once you get into Gilgal and it becomes a shas heter bamais, the only thing you're allowed to bring is a private carbon, which is a nedava on a bama, and that is it. Nothing else from the private sector is allowed to be brought. Therefore, a chayvas yachid is now allowed to be brought not only on the bama, but even in the main mizbeach in the Mishkan. Amatam Rabbi Yehuda, what's Rabbi Yehuda's reason? Where does he get this from? How does he understand the pasuk? The answer is, b'mkaim ish hayashar be'in of yase. He explains that in the place, in the situation, that a man's allowed to do whatever he wants, meaning when there's a shas heter bamais in Gilgal, then we plug in what the pasuk's telling us. You're not allowed to do everything that we do here today in the Mishkan, and umatasu sham, so what are you allowed to do over there in Gilgal when there's a shas heter bamais? The answer is davar shubala de yashros, something which is yashar, ve'izuzu, what is this? Zu ailu shlamim, that's ailu and shlamim. In other words, he's agreeing that b'shas heter bamais, a person's allowed to bring only an davas yachid on a private bama, so he's not arguing with a chum in regards to that. However, in the Bama G'dayla, in the Mishkan, what's allowed to be brought there? That's what the Machlaika says. Rabbi Yehuda is not using the Pasuk to limit Yachid, and so therefore, a Yachid is allowed to bring a Chayv that he has in the Mishkan. As we further clarify, Rabbi Yehuda says, HaYachid Huzar VaYachid Hutar. The Pasuk is warning a Yachid, but it's also matring a Yachid. What does that mean? Huzar Biba Masai Birosh Gagai. He's warned about his Bama on the top of his roof, which means that he's not allowed to bring Chayvis that he has on his Bama, that he has on his roof, Baba Hutar Lo Yelushlam. shlamim, he's allowed to bring an oil and shlamim again on his private bama, on his own individual mizbeach. And again, that's the only limit of his. However, in regards to his chayves yachid, he is allowed to bring that in the main mishkan, on the main bama, which Rabbanan say, af had tzibur v'yachid hozeru, even the tzibur and the yachid are warned, namely tzibur hoter mechalei, yachlam b'yisurai, the tzibur, it has a general heter, meaning the tzibur is still allowed to bring their karbanos in the mishkan. However, yachid, he remains in his eser, so he's only allowed to bring a nedava b'shas heter bamais, but not a chayves yachid, even in the main mishkan. Now we bring another sheet into this. Tani b'shem Reb Shimon, we have brassot on the name of Reb Shimon, had tzibur eni mevi el mashah kav olav akasov. Even the tzibur is only allowed to bring whatever the pasuk set, which means whatever the pasuk set for the tzibur as having to be brought at a particular time. That's called kavul azman. It has a set time, so that's the only thing it's allowed to be brought on a bama tzibur. Meaning we're talking about shas heter bamais, and we have karban tzibur that are only allowed to be brought on the bama gedayla in the mishkan. Only some karban tzibur allowed to be brought, and those are chayves shekavul hem zman. So the question is ma beinehin. What's the difference between the chachamim and Reb Shimon? What are they arguing about? So Rabbi Mamal Amar, he answers parhelm davar beinehin regarding parhelm davar shel tzibur. That's when Sanhedrin paskins incorrectly by accident, and everyone acts off of that. So one carbon chatos is brought for everyone. That's called parhelm davar shel tzibur. That's a chayv of the tzibur. However, it's not kavul hemzman. It doesn't have an official set time if this situation happens to arise. So this carbon needs to be brought, but it's not a set time, and therefore Reb Shimon would say it is not allowed to be brought on the bama tzibur as opposed to chamim. It would be. Now Rabbi Yosef Amar gives a different answer. Nidvas tzibur b'neim a nedava given by the tzibur. That would be a difference. What's a nedava tzibur? So this is also called oilas ketzam mizbeach. This is when there's a temporary lull in the activity on the mizbeach. No karbanos are being brought, so it's not covered for it. Therefore, we just bring karbanos oila from the community funds. That's called nedavas tzibur. So according to the chamim, that would be allowed to be brought. Whereas according to Reb Shimon, it's not allowed to because it doesn't have a set time. Continuing discuss hatar bamas. Tanu v'ev braisa echad ish v'echad isha. Both a man and a woman are allowed to bring a karbon on a bamas yachid. However, Rami Yechon says las kan isha. That's not true. Woman's not included in this. Why is that? Because ish kasev parsha. The pasuk says ish kol yasher be'enov, and that clearly excludes a woman. Yotesom beis on top. Tani another braisa taught afhan aziros. A person is even allowed to bring karbonis of a nazir b'shas hatar bamas. That's because a person is able to make himself a nazir, and that's basically considered a nedava. So that's why he's allowed to bring this karbonis on a bama. However, Rami Yechon says less kan aziros. Nazirus is not included. Why is that? Because nazirus chayvahi. The karbonis of a nazir are chayv. You're right that he's making himself a nazir, so that's he's doing all of his own volition and free will. However, the karbanos themselves are chayv that are mandated by the Torah once he decides to become a nazir, so those karbanos are not considered nedava. And one more, Tanu v'ev braisa, afan esachim, even the sachim, the wine libations that are brought along with the karban, those are also allowed to be brought on Obama. However, on Rabbi Yosef Ribbon, he tells us, man tanu nesachim, who's this man, the amr of nesachim, that's allowed to be brought in Obama? The like Rabbi, it's not like Rabbi. Tanu v'ev braisa, Rabbi Amir, Rabbi tells us, amr ani, that I say, af mishchisu yisrael aretz, even once the yidden came into Eretz Yisrael, and nesachim craven, nesachim were not brought with karbanos, el mebefnim, only inside, meaning only on the main mizbeach, the bama sibur, only their nesachim were allowed to be brought, not in a bama siyachid. And matam, what's the source for this? That's because the pasuk says, "Bakaydesh in the holy hasech nesach shechel Hashem, you shall pour nesachim for Hashem." And so we see from here that nesachim are only poured in the mishkan on the bama sibur, not in a bama siyachid. Now we continue the discussion. There's only an isser of bringing a karbon outside when we're talking about bifnim, meaning when we have the main mishkan in Shiloh or the Beis Hamikdash, and so all karbonos have to be brought bifnim. There we have an isser of bringing something outside. The question is, minayin b'bachos? What about outside? What about when we have shas hater bamais? We're allowed to bring a karbon on a private mizbeach. How do we know that there's a lav that if we're dealing with a particular karbon that's not allowed to be brought on a bama, that a person's going to be over a lav shechting that karbon on a bama's yachid? And the answer is nishmina adalsam from the following brisa. And pay attention to the big gears to change over here. Minayin l'shoichet pesach b'bama's yachid b'shas iser bama shu over b'lay saseh. I don't know if a person shechs a karbon pesach on his own private bama when it's a time of iser bama's that he's over a lay saseh. And the answer is tamalim. The pasuk says loy suchal zbeichas pasach be'achas. It's really be'achad. You're not allowed to shech the pesach be'achad. The continuation of the pasuk is she'aracha in one of your cities. But the drasha is you're not allowed to shech the karbon pesach be'achad on a bama's yachid. And so we have a loy saseh. Don't shech the karbon pesach on your private bama. Ask the gemara. Hold on. Anush kares va'atam rahachin. We know it's a chiv kares. That's called shchutei chut. When a person is supposed to be bringing his karbon to the Beis Hamikdash and he shechts it outside, that's a chiv kares. What are you saying over here that it's just this erlav? So we further clarify this by so. Reb Shimon Lakish Amar, Reb Shalkir says, b'shechem yishei shaisu l'malon shaloy l'shmoy b'shas heter bama. We're talking about shechlin karm pesach after the sixth hour. He's doing it shaloy l'shma, and this is a time of heter bamas. In other words, first of all, we're not discussing iser bamas. We're not referring to the Beis Hamikdash or the Mishkan and Shiloh. We're talking about the other times of heter bamas where a private karbon is allowed to be brought. brought, and what did he do? He took his Karban Pesach, he shechted it on his private bama, and it was from 6 hours and on. Now, what does that mean, 6 hours and on? So we know the Karban Pesach, Erev Pesach, is shechted from the 6th hour and on. So he's supposed to be shechting the Karban Pesach for the Karban Pesach right now, but instead, he shechted it on a private bama, shaloi lishma. Let's just continue a little bit before we further explain. The question is, why is Brisa say b'shas iser bama if the way the Reish Lakish has explained it is that we're talking about b'shas heter bamas? The answer is b'shas iser bama soy. We're talking about b'shas iser of his bama. In other words, he's not allowed to bring this carbon on this bama because we're talking about a Pesach which has to be brought in the Mishkan. It's not allowed brought on a bama, and he brought it on his bama, so it's technically considered an iser bama for him. Further clarifying, why does Reish Lakish say shalai lishmai? The answer is shalai tamas. So you shouldn't say shlamim hein. That's a shlamim hein k'sherin. It's kosher. In other words, Reish Lakish explaining what's this lav referring to. Then he shechted his carbon Pesach on his bamas yachid at the time the carbon Pesach is supposed to be shechted in the Mishkan. And the reason why it's over just a lav and not an iser kares is because it is a shas heter bamas. So there's no kares here. And the chiddush is that he shechted it shaloi lishma. Now we know that a carbon Pesach shechted shaloi lishma actually automatically becomes a shlamim, and a shlamim is allowed to be brought on a bamas yachid. So you might think that he's actually not over any yeser. The chiddush is that he's over a loy sasei. The gemara continues by Meda also from the following brayso. We see this yachlim shechtem sheshay solmal and yekasher. You might think that if he shechts the carbon Pesach from 6 hours and on, it's kosher. That's why we have the pasuk. You're not shechting the carbon Pesach over here. Now the question on the brayso further clarifying it is ma islach mishay shayis ulamalon yehay kosher. That's proper gear. So do you really think that if you shechting the carbon Pesach on a private bama, even though it's 6 hours and on, it's kosher? Why would you think it's kosher? You're not allowed to shecht it on a bama. The answer is loy shaloy lishmai. We're talking about just like Reish Lakish had said that he's shechting it shaloy lishma on the bama. So you might think a carbon Pesach shecht shaloy lishma is just a shlamim, and you're allowed to bring a shlamim on a private bama. So maybe it's okay. The chiddush is that no, he's over loy sasei. And Rabbi Yisa, he further clarifies. Hadam Amr, this tells us shlam habayim machmas Pesach k'sherim b'bama. The shlam that comes because of a carbon Pesach is kosher on a bama. In other words, let's say it was after Pesach, and for whatever reason he didn't end up bringing the animal that he designated as the carbon Pesach, so that just becomes regular carbon shlamim, and that is allowed to be brought on his bama. That's again if it's after Pesach and it's not at the time that he's supposed to be bringing it. We have a similar question. Oyla habayim machmas asham al datu drablazer maushdei k'sherim b'bama. What about an oil that's coming because of an asham, according to Belazar, would that be kosher on a bama? For example, a person designated an asham, maybe he lost it and then brought a different one in its stead, then found the original one. So basically it has to be transferred to an oila. Its funds have to be used to purchase a carbon oila. The question is this allowed to be brought in a bama according to Rabbi Yisa, the same way that a carbon Pesach, once it becomes a shlamim, is allowed to be brought in a bama? So this asham, that it became an oila, it also maybe is allowed to be brought in a bama. So chafam laf on top, the Gemara answer is no. Nishminu na dalson from the following. Our Mishnah said, Zaklav, this is the rule, kosher nidav nidav karba bama, kosher einer loy nidav loy nidav in a karbama. Anything which one could promise to bring or he could donate, that's allowed to be brought in a bama. But if he's not able to promise it or donate it, he can't bring it in a bama. And this carbon oila, even though it's an oila, this particular one is not able to be nidar nidav because it's coming only due to the fact that it used to be an asham, and an asham is not able to be nidar nidav. Therefore, this oila is not able to be brought in a bama. Now we have one more discussion. Rabbi Yisrael Chanini tells us, ein abama niteres al benavi. A bama is only mutter by navi. In other words, when shas iser bamais, we have the Mishkan of Beis HaMikdash, and so you're not allowed to bring carbon on a bama, navi would technically be allowed to. The question is, matam, where does this come from? So we have a pasuk tells us, Yishar melacha, pen tala oilei secha b'chol makam asher tira, kim b'makam v'gaymer. You should be careful lest you bring up your carbon oilei in any place where you find. It's only b'makam asher yivchar Hashem, meaning the Mishkan of the Beis HaMikdash. That's the only place you're allowed to bring up oilei. Now the question is, v'el yo makam b'shas isra b'mais. El yo a navi, he brought a carbon b'shas isra b'mais. He brought an har karmel when he was sparring with the Nevi'e Habal, and that was shas isra b'mais. How was he able to do that? And the answer is, Rambam Simlai, he tells us, divira amarlei. According to some of the Gersas, dibura amarlei. In other words, Hashem himself said that he could do it. How do we know this? That's because when Eliyahu was bringing this carbon, he said a tefillat Hashem as follows, uvidvarcha asisi, and I did your word. Now, if that's understood literally, that means he's saying, I followed everything that's said in the Torah. Now, the issue with that is that he's not following everything said in the Torah. The Torah says, don't bring a carbon on a private mizbeach when you have the Mishkan or Beis HaMikdash, and Eliyahu was doing that. So what does that mean? He listened to Hashem. The answer is, uvidiburcha asisi, Eliyahu was saying, I followed your dibur. You, Hashem, told me that I should bring a carbon right now, even though it's shas iser b'mais, as we see from here, that it is mutter by a navi, meaning if we have a navi, such as Eliyahu, saying that Hashem told him to bring a carbon on a bama, so then that would be okay. We're going to start for the day and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Yud Beis, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.